In Sri Lanka, the president has declared victory in the government's long-standing civil war against Tamil Tiger rebels. But how easy will it be to win the peace and achieve reconciliation with the island's minority Tamils? That's the question many are now asking in the wake of the government's military victory on the battlefields of northern Sri Lanka. More than 250,000 Tamils were displaced during the final offensive that led to the rebels' defeat. Many of them have been housed in overcrowded government-run camps in the north. So what role can the Catholic Church, whose members in Sri Lanka come from both the Sinhalese majority and the Tamil minority, play in rebuilding bridges on this war-torn island? The Archbishop of Colombo, Oswald Thomas Gomez, is Sinhalese, and he was asked by Emma McCarthy what now needs to be done to build the peace.
We are indeed very happy that the war is ended and that the government's security forces have been able to release all the innocent civilians who were trapped in battle. I also offer my deepest sympathies to those who laid down their lives in battle and those innocent civilians killed, trapped in war. In a sense, we could say that we have won the battle, but the war is not ended. The war would end only on the day that we grow in nationhood, realizing that we are all one people in one country with equal right. We have to realize the fact that we are a multi-ethnic, multi-religious, and multicultural community. As such, we are now left with the great task of nation building, forgetting our ethnic, political, and religious differences.
Now, of course, the church in Sri Lanka, and particularly the church in the area, have always been committed to promoting national unity, reconciliation, and peace for the Tamil and for the Sinhalese populations together. What particular role does the Catholic Church have to play now in Sri Lanka? What can you give to the nation that perhaps no one else can give?
Immediately, we are sending a lot of relief for these people by way of material goods, namely food items, clothing, and shelter. And we are also cooperating with the government to send some of these things. And thereafter, we will have to work a process of reconciliation, and already some of our nuns and others, volunteer workers, are there to look after the sick and those who have been injured, plus those who are without shelter and suffering and so on. So there are already our volunteer workers who are working there. We will continue this process because we have told the president that we are offering our services in this direction.
Now, the media speaks of really hundreds of thousands of men, women and children who are now facing no homes, who they've nowhere to go, who have been affected by this war. Can you just describe for our listeners?
So they have been shifted to different camps, and several foreign countries have offered them tents and so on. Now, I don't say they're in absolute comfort, but arrangements are being made quickly to accommodate them. And as early as possible, they'll be released to go to their own homes.
That's very important, isn't it?
Very much, because we have, personally, I met the president himself and told him that please arrange for these people to get back to their territories and start their work, especially their people of agriculture, farmers, and they would be happy if they can get back.
Finally, Archbishop Gomez, what are your hopes now for the future of Sri Lanka, of this island, which is heaven on earth from a point of view of its natural beauty, but that has been wrecked so much by this war? What are your hopes for its future?
Yes. Actually, there are a whole lot of nuns who have gone there to work. Now, what I'm now answering your question directly, what we are doing now is somehow to work out a political solution to the problem. In fact, the president himself mentioned two very, very valid points. Number one, he said, hereafter, there is no minority and majority in Sri Lanka. We are all one nation. He said there are only two different kinds of people in Sri Lanka, that is, those who love the country and those who don't. But for all other differences, we are not to reckon them. So that was a great statement. Second thing, he said, we will find a political solution of our own that will give everyone equal right in the country.
The city of Jaffna in the north of Sri Lanka is in an area that was for a long time seen as the heartland of the Tamil Tigers insurgency. The local Catholic bishop, Thomas Savandaranayagam, who is himself a Tamil, spoke to us about his hopes following the government's defeat of the rebels.
This has been a very costly war because a lot of people have died and a lot of people have been displaced. And till the last, the Tamil Tigers were holding on to the people as space for them, safeguard for them. And so a lot of these people have suffered very much. Therefore, this has been a very costly, and more than about 300,000 displaced people at the hands of the government. And now it is their great responsibility to look after these people who have undergone a lot of suffering in this place called Vanni under the Tigers with various privations and also limitations. Therefore, government must try all their effort to provide them with shelter, then all the necessities of life, especially medical help, so that they are restored back to good health. That is the first thing the government has to do, and this will be winning hearts and mind if they do that. And if they neglect this one, of course, they will get the enmity of the people.
But what role can the church play in helping to promote peace and reconciliation after so many decades of bitter conflict?
The church has been always with the suffering people, even in these times of displacement. Therefore, they continue their services to the displaced people in the different camps and look after the pastoral needs. Also, the church, since it comprises of the Sinhalese and the Tamils, they must work towards a just solution to the problem.
That was the Bishop of Jaffna, Thomas Savandaranayagam.